A sun shines through colorful clouds, its reflection glittering across an ocean. Logo, Marvista Entertainment. An ovoid object hangs in a void. It gradually resolves as a soft light on it grows more bright. Thick hair covers the ovoid object.
My mother's an actress, so...
The light illuminates the waves of hair.
When I was a kid, I was watching TV at my grandma's house, and she came on screen. She was walking through the forest, picking berries or some shit like that. All of a sudden, she screams. And this thing appears.
The object resolves, now appearing as the face of a werewolf.
I thought it was real, you know?
The werewolf slowly faces forward.
I watched her get eaten alive by this fucking werewolf.
The werewolf bares its fangs. The soft light glimmers in its eyes.
Now I just watch her for fun.
The werewolf fades away. Passing streetlights etch the outline of a teenage boy's face at night as he sits in a car. He has long wavy black hair and fair skin. He eyes the driver, a fair-skinned woman with medium-length brown hair. A pink shark floaty drifts on the surface of a pool. A small framed picture on a table shows the fair-skinned woman with a young boy. A handful of other framed pictures sit with it. The woman stands by a window with a drawn curtain and takes a drag from a cigarette as she holds a phone to her ear. She chucks the phone. It shatters against a wall. The teenage boy lies in bed.
Ray! I need to use your phone.
She checks Ray's desk.
Where is it?
I don't know.
Where did you see it last?
I fucking hate that question.
I hate asking that question.
You have a phone.
It broke.
She searches his pants on the floor.
Come on.
Get out!
Well, where is it?
I don't know.
What the fuck is this?
She lifts a metal pipe.
Mommy?
Ray gets out of his bed.
Here.
He takes the pipe, then hands her a phone.
I want it back.
The woman eyes him harshly, then whips around and dials as she leaves. Ray shuts his door.
Here, you want to watch some TV?
The woman kneels by a TV.
It's a thing, you gotta switch the thing!
I'm trying. Ray!
A stereo sits in Ray's room. He opens a medicine cabinet in a bathroom, then pulls out a hidden envelope from it with a message on it reading, "For you and Stella only. I love you, Dad." Ray pulls cash from it. The woman leaves her house.
Greg, he cut us off. Phones, cards, bank accounts, everything.
Mom! Mom!
Stella taps on a glass-paned door. Her mom shooes her away.
No, you know what? You know what? Mom! Listen to me. We need to start playing dirty, okay? We need to start playing hardball.
Ray stares at his reflection in the mirror. His mom sits in the SUV with Ray.
I didn't want to have to do this, but the lawyers are saying... Do you know what a deposition is?
Why?
They just want to know what you're going to say.
She eyes Ray.
And if you want to stay with me, then you need to say so on paper.
He purses his lips.
But it is your decision, and that's fine.
But you do want to stay with Stella and me, right?
They exchange stiff looks. He shakes his head.
I'll think about it.
We wouldn't know what to do without you.
I'm gonna go.
He high-fives Stella.
Bless us. Come on. Yeah.
Ray's mom and Stella watch him leave the car with his backpack. Ray's mom's face falls. Ray opens a metal door and walks through a dimly lit hallway. He pauses, then, in a dance-like motion, raises a stack of papers. He rips the papers apart, then continues through the hall. Ray walks across a lunch table outside of rows of blue metal doors and lockers. He pauses. Ray inches forward and stares at one of the doors. A title appears, Babysitter. Ray sits in a classroom.
Okay, class, picking it up from yesterday's lesson on Luther.
Ray checks out a blonde girl with a short skirt, ripped pink stockings, and a nose piercing. She repeatedly flips a lighter on. He quickly looks away when she turns to him. Ray sits with a blonde guy at a lunch table and watches the blonde girl kiss a light-skinned guy with a shaved head.
They're together now?
He grins.
How'd that happen? He's a dealer. Dealers get ass.
Ray eats a chip.
You should go talk to her. You fucking idiot. I don't know. Girls like that, though. That's like confidence.
She's not with him because of his confidence.
Ray stares at them.
She's with him because he has something she wants.
He watches as they kiss.
Yeah.
They watch the blonde girl and the guy with the shaved head. Ray's mom pulls up to a tree-hedged gate. Ray's mom presses the button on a speaker box.
Hi, Haley?
Yep, it's me.
Aw, you're so pretty.
She looks to the box.
I can see you in the camera.
I'm sorry, who is this?
Oh, I'm Angelica. I'm staying with Janine. She told me what's happening. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, it's been...
I'll buzz you in.
Okay.
Angelica presses a button on a pad. The gate opens, and Haley drives through it and into a driveway. Janine, a fair-skinned woman, waves at Haley, then drinks from a glass. A young black woman smiles next to her. The black woman plays with Stella in a pool.
Cheers. Just a schlubby Jewish guys with small pricks and big egos.
Really
shouldn't have let her play hooky. I go through the school records, the bank statements, the fucking trash.
I just really wanted to be with her today.
Started to put tampons at the top of the trash can just to fuck with the PI that he hired. Do you have to watch out for the condoms?
Haley watches them swim.
Honey, it's gonna be okay.
Janine smiles.
Greg can go to town on this cutting you off shit, okay? My first ex tried to pull that shit. Look what I got. Come on.
Haley slowly turns and follows her.
Well, they're having so much fun.
Who is she?
Oh, you know the singer Day?
Yeah.
So I was friends with her. I mean, not really good friends with her, but enough, you know, that I went to her funeral. And that's her daughter.
Haley grins.
5 years ago, I go to this funeral, and, you know, I feel really bad for her. So I go up to her, I give her my number. I'm like, look, sweetie, if you ever need anything, give me a call.
Yeah.
5 years later, she fucking takes me up on it. I mean, I was a huge fan of her mom's, but the whole thing's a little weird.
Angelica holds Stella afloat in the pool. Haley waves at them.
Hey, do you want her?
Janine eyes her intently.
What?
Do you want her? You should take her. She needs a job and you need help. Oh my God, this is a great idea. Do you see them out there? You cannot be that for her right now. I mean, this thing is just getting started. You are going on a long, hard road, and you are going to need help. Trust me.
Janine and Haley slowly turn toward the pool.
Angelica! Come up here. I want to talk to you about something.
Janine taps Haley's arm and winks. Ray stands in front of his house. Inside, Angelica stiffly watches Haley dance.
God damn, your mom knew how to rock. This song was like my anthem when I first moved to L.A.
Haley grins and twirls in front of a fireplace.
So good. Angelica's mom.
Stella looks at an album.
Oh, she looks like you.
Stella puts the album next to Angelica. Angelica flips it, tight-faced.
So good.
Ray walks in.
Hey, sweetie. Woo!
Angelica smiles at Ray.
It's Angelica. She's gonna babysit for us and maybe stay a while.
Stay a while?
Yeah, we'll see.
Can you turn your shitty music down? Thanks.
Haley stops dancing. Ray walks off.
Ray.
Ray looks at a violet backpack, grabs it, then sits on the stairs.
We were dancing to the song of my senior prom. Oh, God. Jack. That was my dad's name.
He flips through a filled calendar organizer, then pulls a book, the Wiccan spellbook, from a colorful cloth. Angelica watches woodenly as Haley frenetically dances.
Where's your bathroom?
Around the corner.
Ray takes a golden lighter from the bag, then hurries up the stairs. Angelica walks into a bathroom, shuts the door, then hangs her head. Angelica plants her hands over her ears. Angelica sits near Haley while Haley looks at herself in a mirror as she wears gartered stockings.
Gorgeous.
Really?
Really.
He came onto me in a grocery store when I was wearing sweatpants, so I guess there's really no going wrong. So, are you seeing anybody?
Nope.
You're so pretty. Here.
Yellow's a good color for you.
Angelica holds a yellow dress.
Thank you. Hush, little baby, don't you cry. Mom's gonna sing you a lullaby.
Angelica grins as she sits near Stella on Stella's bed. Angelica lays a white bed sheet on a black leather couch with a pillow and folded blanket on it. She sits down and stares off. She lights a black candle, then a cluster of smaller candles on a coffee table near her.
But if there evil comes to me and I cast you back, I have no fear. With the servants of sea in the darkness of night, may all your bring daylight.
She holds a bundle of sage to the merged flames of the candle cluster. Smoke plumes from the sage. Angelica watches Ray through a window as he scrapes resin from his pipe outside with his friend.
I think me and Jocelyn are gonna bone. You think I should, man?
Might as well. Other girls will be able to smell it on you. More opportunities down the line.
Yeah. But I like her.
Ray's friend moves the flashlight away.
Hold that light up.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Ray hides the pipe as Angelica approaches, grinning.
Hey.
They stare at her.
What's up?
What's up?
Okay, let's get a couple things straight. A, you're not my babysitter. You are the baby's babysitter. B, don't fuck with me, and I won't fuck with you. 3.
C.
What?
You did A and B, so it'd be C next.
All right, C, if you want to stick around, be like Carmen. Carmen lasted a really long time, relatively, because Carmen was a genius at playing dumb.
Angelica folds her arms.
Sort of like you're doing now.
Ray's friend grins.
I was just wondering if you had a light.
She holds up a joint. Angelica and Ray watch his friend swim.
I'm high as fuck right now.
This is good shit.
Angelica flashes a smile as Ray holds the joint.
You can get us more, right?
What do we need more for?
I don't think so.
I'm gonna be high forever.
My mom doesn't care. She's kissing my ass right now.
This is just a one-time thing. I'm not trying to get fired.
Ray nods.
Cool.
Ray looks down.
I'll just let my mom know it was a one-time thing then. I'm sure she'll understand.
You said she didn't care.
No, I said she's kissing my ass. She doesn't have a reason to kiss yours.
You're scandalous.
She rubs her face.
This is such a bad idea.
Come on.
3235101233.
A smile pulls at Ray's lips.
I used to call it a lot for somebody.
She rubs her thumb along her golden lighter as Ray dials a number. Later, a black sedan parks near the house and flashes its brights. Ray and his friend watch as Angelica gets in the sedan.
I like her. You like her? Cool personality.
They look down at the street from a window as Angelica gets out of the sedan. The driver pulls away. She and Ray walk around a park as the blonde guy sleeps on a bench.
So, where'd you go to school?
I moved around a lot with my mom.
How old are you?
18.
Nice.
Various streetlights cast soft orange lighting on them as they slowly walk. Ray charges a tree with I Like Knots on its trunk.
You look at me? No. No, you look at my friend Angelica there? Is that what you're looking at? Don't blink what you're staring at, man. Fuck you up, man. I'm gonna... Get a little bark. No bite, motherfucker. No mouth. You just got eyes. Huh?
Ray watches Angelica as she doubles over, grinning broadly. The sky shines with morning light. In the morning, Ray stands in a shower and masturbates. A shaky camera point of view shows a hand reaching for one of the house's windows. The person pushes through the windows and into the living room. A man holds a handheld camera up as he climbs the stairs. He pauses, then continues. The man opens a door, then records Angelica as she scrambles back on the couch, her blanket held over her.
Who are you?
Angelica!
What are you doing in my office, Angelica?
I'm the babysitter.
When did she hire you?
Get out of here!
What is that, a fucking knife?
That's right, asshole!
Get out of my fucking house!
On what planet is this
your house?
Planet, go fuck yourself! That's what planet!
Oh, nice mouth, Haley.
Get out of my house!
Dan, look at this. This is ridiculous.
Yeah. Get out of the house now!
The rest, you know the judge is gonna like this tape.
I'm sure.
The judge. You
think
you can beat me? You're
not
getting the fucking sir, Haley. You hear me? Not a fucking cent. I didn't do anything. You didn't do it. You know it.
Ray stands outside of his room, blank-faced.
Sorry, Ray.
Haley stands with her back pressed against the door. She covers her mouth as her face crumples. Ray stares out of the windshield as Angelica drives him. Ray looks at her, then undoes his belt. Angelica glances at him and frowns. He quickly unzips his pants. He reaches into his pants and pulls out a plastic baggie. She watches as he opens it up.
Wake and bake.
Ray smiles at her. Angelica smiles lightly and shakes her head as Ray puts a joint to his lips, then lights it. They pass the blonde girl as she walks on the sidewalk with a guy with a shaved head, a girl, and another guy with a blue bandana over his head. Angelica glances at Ray.
It's my girlfriend.
Angelica glances at him again as he takes a hit.
Cool.
Yeah.
He watches her as she stares ahead. He takes a drag.
Do you want me to turn around?
Ray's face draws tight.
Can't be late for school.
Ray gives Angelica a pointed look, then gradually looks away. Angelica keeps her eyes on the road. He glances at her, then stares out of the driver's side window. At home, Angelica places silverware in a drawer before moving two white mugs to the sink. Dirty dishes surround it and several spray bottles sit on the kitchen island near a roll of paper towels. She throws empty bottles into a trash bag. At school, Ray unzips his pants in a bathroom stall. He pulls the baggie out, then places weed behind the raised toilet seat. A guy walks into the bathroom after Ray steps out. Ray watches the blonde girl with the three others.
Hey, Ray. Are you gonna
be in robotics club again this year?
No.
Later, Ray leaves. Angelica scrubs at the island with a sponge and soap. Ray reclines on the top of a monkey bars rack. Angelica drives Ray and Stella.
Hey, did you know that the sun's a star? Because we learned that the sun's a star in class, and it's really one of the smallest stars, but it's just close. It's a little...
Ray quickly hands a guy something as they pass each other at school. Angelica approaches Ray behind a fence covered with foliage outside the house. She hands him a bag of wheat. He eyes her as she walks away. Ray stealthily takes something from a guy at the school. Angelica sits with three women near the park as Stella plays nearby.
Hey Ray, do you have any more of that stuff?
My girlfriend loves that stuff.
Where do you get it from anyways?
Angelica carefully transfers a moth from her finger to Stella's finger outside.
How do you do that?
It's because we're together.
They both grin. Later, Angelica smokes near Ray in the playground as he counts cash. At school, the blonde girl sits near the guy with the shaved head and several others.
Do you guys remember that time we were at the liquor store selling and the cops came?
Insane. Oh,
that. This
was
guy crazy. Was
going to die. I'm a slow runner.
Right? Dude,
I don't know what he's thinking. Man, I was so fucked up.
You were crazy that night.
Ray approaches them.
What's up?
Hi. What's up?
I just wanted to let you guys know that I sell now.
Congratulations.
Good for you.
Sell?
They all stare at Ray.
Weed.
Can you get DMT?
If you give me some notice, I can let you know.
Yo, hey, get the fuck away from this dude, man. This dude's a narc, obviously.
Hey, Ray.
Are you a narc?
No.
Then why are you selling? Aren't you a rich kid? Didn't your daddy direct some movie or something?
The blonde girl watches.
I don't know. Why do you sell?
To make a living, motherfucker? Support my family.
Ray shrugs.
Yeah. Maybe you should try getting some better shit.
Oh, what? Damn.
The guy steps closer to Ray.
You don't got nothing.
Yeah, I do.
Ray starts to unzip his pants.
What the hell?
Yeah, what the fuck? Put your dick away, faggot.
Oh, look at this.
Oh my god, he's so baggy.
What the fuck?
Go on, little bitch. Yo, get the fuck out of here.
Kick rocks.
Go home.
Get to step in, fuck. Yeah, keep going. Kick rocks.
Ray stomps away. He enters his house.
Hey.
Huh?
Hey.
Angelica smiles at him.
Don't you have any friends? Jesus.
She watches, face stiff, as he stalks off. Ray walks into his room, then throws his backpack down before yanking off his boots and shoving them into a trash bin. He pulls out a chain wallet, then tosses the chain into the bin. He opens his closet, then grits his teeth and shoves a sweater into a plastic bag. He spots a pile of things in the corner of the closet and pauses. He drops the bag. Ray grabs a small white object from the corner and holds it up to the light of his room. The object, two bulbs of garlic bound together with two nails jammed into the top, has Angelica Day written on one bulb, and Ray Longway on the other. He pulls apart the cloves, then puts them back together with one of the nails. He peels off part of the clove, then sniffs it. The full moon shines. Angelica sits near Haley as she sits in a bathtub filled with bubbly water.
I'm just filled with this hate. It's the only thing I can feel anymore. And I just wonder if it's been there the whole time, you know, like did I ever really love him?
Candles shine softly.
Or did I marry him just for this?
Angelica gives her a meaningful look.
I look at the kids and I just see these things, these paragraphs in a court document. You know, like in a cartoon when the guy sees the rabbit but he sees it roasting on the fire?
Angelica nods.
I mean, I look at them.
Haley shakes her head.
And all I see is money.
Angelica leans forward as Haley's face crumples.
You're a good person.
Haley shakes her head. Angelica smiles rigidly.
Can I tell you something?
Angelica nods.
I fucked around too. I just didn't get caught. I think Ray saw.
Haley looks up at her, face stiff. Ray kneels in the office and pulls clothes out of a duffel bag. He stops when he finds the Wiccan spellbook. He flips through it to the index, then points to Garlic, 109. He turns to a page that reads, "You will need 2 garlic bulbs, 1 nail, 1 magic marker." The title reads, "Spell to make him want you." A little smile pulls at his lips. The numerous candles flicker around the bathtub.
Now is a time of separation. What was once one life must now become 2.
Haley sits with Angelica in a robe.
By the power of the goddess, give her the will and the strength to sever the last remaining ties.
Angelica nods firmly as Haley shuts her eyes. Haley cuts a picture of her and Greg down the middle with scissors. Angelica grins as Haley smiles.
The ties have been shattered. The vows are broken. The one has become 2 again.
Ray reclines on a couch and watches a werewolf, in black and white, hold a clawed hand out on the TV. He sits up as Angelica walks past the room, then lies back when she leaves. He drinks from a large bottle. Angelica puts dishes away in the kitchen. Ray opens the refrigerator. She turns to him.
Got an extra 40 in the freezer. If you want it.
Ray turns to Angelica as she stands rigidly. Ray twists the cap off a bottle as he sits in the backyard with Angelica under a tree. He takes a big swig from the bottle. He twists the cap on and sets it down. Angelica holds the pipe up, lights it, then takes a hit. Her and Ray's eyes shift around.
Sold out today.
He faces her.
Gonna need to resupply soon.
He sits up.
I should be getting a cut of this little business.
No fucking way. I smoke you out every night.
Yeah, but without me, your operation goes under and you're back to scraping resin like a little bitch.
Shut up. Sorry about earlier.
They meet each other's eye. She looks down.
I had to break up with my girlfriend. So.
Angelica purses her lips together.
That sucks. What happened?
She fiddles with her lighter as Ray's expression shifts.
She's too needy.
Angelica gives a slow nod.
You know, and the sex wasn't that great. So.
She narrows her eyes and gives him a look. He sits up. Haley's SUV pulls up to the house. Ray looks from the car to Angelica as she runs to the house. Angelica runs past the stairs to the office, then leaps onto the couch just as Haley bolts up the stairs into another room. Haley runs into the office with a purse and shuts the curtains. Angelica stirs.
Haley?
Shh.
Haley peers through the curtain.
Oh, I see you.
You sick fuck.
A sedan sits parked on the side of the street. It pulls away.
Following me on my date, as if I'm not allowed.
Haley whips around and stomps off. Angelica closes her eyes. Haley partially draws shut the curtains of a large window. She looks outside, then turns, steps away, and sits down. Ray pokes his head up over a shrub and watches Haley's face crumple. Ray watches her intently. The next day, Angelica stands near Ray as he swings from 2 hoops in the park.
only reason she even wants me to stay with her is for the money.
Ray Longway. Be nice.
You heard my dad. He didn't do anything she didn't fucking do. She's a gold digging slut bitch.
He falls onto the sandy ground, then lies still.
She's the lesser of two assholes, I'll give you that, but she's still an asshole.
She's a good woman, Ray.
You just don't know her yet.
I mean, she plays my mom's music all the time, okay? I don't particularly appreciate it, but I don't hold it against her because I know that she's just doing it because she wants... She doesn't really understand how it makes me feel.
How smart do you have to be to know to not play a girl's dead fucking crackhead mother's music in front of her all the fucking time?
Angelica works her jaw as she stares down at Ray. He sits up and looks at her.
Sorry. I didn't mean...
Ray looks down and purses his lips. He shakes his head and looks back at her.
I looked her up.
Angelica shrugs.
It's okay.
He watches her as she wipes her nose, body tense. She gives another little shrug.
That's all I thought she was too at the time.
She licks her lips.
But now I understand that she was a lot more than that.
She smiles tightly and shrugs.
So just be nice, okay? She needs you.
Ray nods lightly. An album sits on top of a stack of albums with Day on it near a CD player. Its title reads, The Best of Day. Angelica sits and looks at a speaker hanging in the corner of the room. A finger presses the eject button. Ray hurries up the stairs and into the office where Angelica stands near Stella, the album in hand.
Got you something?
He throws it in the room, then leaves.
Hey, what happened to the tunes?
Haley stands outside her room. Angelica grabs the album and inspects it. She smiles. Haley sits with Angelica, Stella, and Ray at the dining table. Angelica and Ray exchange looks.
Honey, let me cut that for you.
No, I want Angie to do it.
Angelica is eating. Let me cut it for you.
Let her cut. No, I want you to do it.
She can do it.
I want you to do it!
You know what? That's fine. I didn't want to do it anyway.
Her smile fades. Angelica cuts Stella's spaghetti.
You know what? Here is to family dinner.
She raises her glass.
And we're not going to talk about the case in front of the little one.
Nobody was.
Angelica nudges Ray's foot.
You're right. You're so right. It's just, it's funny. I was thinking about it. And it's kind of like you get to write a report card on mom, except you get to hand it to a federal judge. How many teenagers get to say that?
Haley gives a brittle smile to Ray.
You know, if you do decide to stay here. Anyway.
Your outfit today is really pretty.
Aw, thank you. Yeah, it's from this cute little...
Ray pushes his foot to Angelica's foot. She presses a toe to him. Ray lies on top of Angelica as they make out on his bed. She moves his hand to her crotch. They pause, then kiss deeply again. She holds his hand up and rubs the creases on his palms.
You've got an old soul.
Ray looks at her while she intertwines their fingers. He slides an arm between her arm and waist, then pushes his face next to hers. She wraps her arms around him and they hold each other tightly. Angelica sits on Ray's floor and pushes her face into a pin art board. Ray smiles as she looks at the impression. Ray lies on the top of a chain link batting hood in a baseball diamond. He pours liquid from a can into Angelica's mouth. Ray lifts Angelica onto a shelf in a closet. She takes off her shirt as they make out. They lie next to each other on a field. She lights up a joint. Ray slides his hand up Angelica's arm as they make out on his bed. He moves his face to her waist. He pushes his head under her shirt. She gapes and curls her toes. Ray and Angelica sit in Haley's SUV in an empty lot at night. They kiss and undress each other. Lamp posts shine on them as they make out in the play place at the park. Next, Haley sits on her bed with Ray and reads from several lined pieces of paper.
My mother is the most warm-hearted, loving, and cool person I know. I choose to live with her. Oh my God. Thank you.
They hug.
Thank you.
Angelica lies beside Ray in his bed at night.
I'm psychic.
He turns to her. Her eyes glimmer in the dim lighting as she smiles. He smiles back.
We're gonna know each other for a very long time.
I beat you.
What do you mean?
She casts him a look.
I beat you.
But you don't believe me.
She stares at him unblinkingly. He raises his head.
Don't know how you'd know that.
Angelica looks away as he lies back. Ray stares up at the ceiling.
You probably shouldn't bring anything to school for the next couple days.
He turns to her.
Why?
You're gonna get busted.
He grins and looks away.
I got people counting on me.
Trust me, I'm never wrong.
She looks at him intensely.
Okay.
Ray looks back up. Angelica blinks and glances away. She moves closer to him. Now, Angelica stands in the office with the phone. Her pinboard face impression sits nearby.
Thank you.
She hangs up. Ray writes in a classroom among other students.
5 minutes.
A man in a collared shirt and tie looks from a clock on the wall to the students. Ray glances up. A man with a security officer patch on his jacket approaches the teacher.
Long way.
The teacher and security officer exchange looks with Ray. The teacher eyes him and nods to the officer. Ray walks through a locker-lined hallway with the officer behind him. Ray turns to him.
I gotta take a whiz.
You can hold it.
Ray turns and continues down the hall, body tense. Ray discreetly unzips his pants as the security officer fixes him with his gaze from behind. Ray pulls out the weed baggie from his pants.
Stop.
Ray quickly stops, face tense. The officer steps closer and nods to a door.
This way.
Ray follows him.
Sadie, phone!
The officer steps to a woman at a desk.
Hi there.
Hi.
You have a very long way here.
Okay.
Ray looks at the blonde girl, Sadie, and tosses the baggie at her. She flinches, then picks it up and eyes him. He gestures at her until the officer whips around.
Cool.
Sadie hides the baggie, Ray leaves, the officer grins at her.
You keep playing with that, I'm gonna confiscate it and give it to my girl.
You don't have a girl, Devin.
Please remove your outer pants.
A woman holds his backpack.
So my name get pulled out of a hat or something? Remove your outer pants.
She eyes him from her desk. Ray removes his jeans. Later, Ray enters his house as Angelica has a tea party with Stella.
Yay, and there's the macaronis. Are you hungry?
There's nothing in there.
Hey.
Oh,
more chocolate for Mr. Oh, Mr. Flamingo.
Can I talk to you for a second?
Excuse me, Princess.
One moment.
But hurry back, Mr. Flamingo's getting anxious.
Angelica stands close with Ray.
I got summoned today.
She nods.
Told you. I'm a freak of nature.
Yeah.
They share a smile. Ray taps the tassels hanging from her princess hat. He quickly leans forward and kisses Angelica deeply. Ray pushes her against the wall and caresses her arm.
I see you! You love her?
Okay, Stella, it's time to...
She's mine!
Ray's face draws tight as Angelica leads Stella away. The house's windows glow with a soft yellow at night. The morning sky hangs over the school.
Ray Longway, please report to the principal's office. Your father is here.
Ray passes by lockers.
Ray Longway, please report to the principal's office. Your father is here.
Ray continues to walk outside through the school, his face blank. Ray sits next to Greg in his car. Greg stares at him.
So the lawyers tell me that you're staying with her. So.
He gives a tiny shrug.
That's fine if that's what you want to do. I just didn't like hearing it from the lawyers first. But.
Greg presses his lips into a flat line. Ray looks down.
Is that what you want to do?
Greg watches Ray as he stares off.
Yeah.
Greg purses his lips, then turns away.
Your mother's a very difficult woman to say no to.
He looks down and nods.
You know, when we first got married, your grandpa, my pop, he came to me and he said something I never forgot. I didn't speak to him for years because of it. Fucking furious. Watch out.
Greg meets Ray's eye and gives him a significant look.
That's what he said to me, is watch out.
Ray's gaze drifts down. He enters a classroom. Ray walks through the darkened room and to his seat. The other students write notes. Ray smirks at the guy with the shaved head. The guy eyes Ray sharply.
What's so funny? It's pretty funny. You call me a fucking narc and you're the one who ratted me out.
The guy leans forward.
Ran you off for what? Being a little pussy? They didn't even find anything. So it's all good.
Yo, I'm not a fucking rat, okay? Not even for some bitch-ass faggot like you.
Whatever, Carlos. Go fuck yourself.
Carlos stares at Ray.
Fucking rat.
Carlos works his jaw, then shoves Ray to the ground and punches him repeatedly. Other students watch mildly before returning to the video. Carlos sits back down. At home, Angelica cleans Stella's things.
Angelica? Yes?
Angelica, in the living room, stands as Haley runs to her.
We need to talk.
Sure.
Angelica sets Stella's markers down on her tiny table, then turns to Haley, body tense.
Have a seat. Okay.
Angelica sits beside Haley on the couch and smiles rigidly. Haley eyes her, phone in hand.
So my parents are coming to town.
Angelica cracks a smile.
Cool. Yeah, it is. It is. They've been very helpful through this whole thing. I've been meaning to tell you, but...
Haley furrows her brow.
I'm excited to meet them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're very sweet, you know, just, you. But you know, parents are, well, old-fashioned. And Texas, very different world, as you probably...
Angelica's face grows heavy.
Which is why I left there as soon as I could. I wanted nothing to do with that. Anyway, we're all going to have to make a lot of changes when they're here. Just certain things that we do normally, we're just going to have to put them on pause.
Angelica gives a slow nod.
Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. You look great, by the way.
Angelica grins.
Whatever you're doing, just keep doing it.
Okay.
Ray walks alongside a graffitied chain-link fence. He passes a dumpster.
Hey!
Ray slows to a stop. He turns to Sadie. Ray fills his pipe with weed as he sits next to Sadie in an alley.
Carlos is a dick. I don't think he would rot, though.
She takes the pipe and pushes his hair back.
He's the only one with a reason.
She lights the weed and takes a long hit.
Yeah, but, like, his dad is in jail and stuff, so, like, it's against his beaner code.
Ray watches her smoke. One of his eyes is heavily bruised and blood crusts his nostrils.
Thank you.
Ray stares off. He gets up. She holds her hands out and watches him leave. At home, Haley lies on a lounge chair in a bikini by the pool.
Where's everyone?
Hi, honey.
Where's Angelica?
At the park, I think.
Ray stares at Haley, then turns, grabs a pink dollhouse, and chucks it into the pool.
Fucking had me!
Water splashes on Haley.
What?
The dollhouse sinks. Ray stomps through a road at night. Streetlights shine dimly. He walks toward the park. He stops and watches Angelica and Stella dance together by a tree. Stella and Angelica hold hands. Stella twirls her. Angelica pauses when she spots Ray standing across from them. She walks to him.
Hey, what happened to you?
Did you route me out to the school?
What?
Did you call the school?
No.
Bullshit. All right, when they searched me, they went straight for the fucking spot. They knew where it was. You were the only one who saw where I kept it. All right, I'm gonna ask you one more time.
Ray, I have a gift. I've had it ever since I was a little girl.
How much is my mom paying you to fuck me?
Stella watches them.
Hey.
Tell me the truth! Is that what's happening?
You're acting crazy. What is going on?
What, you guys expect me to just believe some fucking magical tooth fairy bullshit? Just so you can control me? Just fucking admit it.
They stand close.
Right.
Please!
His face crumples.
I don't know what to tell you.
The lamp posts highlight parts of their faces as they stare at each other intensely.
You're the only one who saw where I kept it.
A dark shadow obscures Angelica's face as she shakes her head. His face tightens, then he walks away. Stella runs to Angelica and grabs her arm.
Come on, Percy, let's go play.
Stella! I am a person, not a toy!
She turns toward Ray as she grips Stella's arm.
You're hurting my wrist.
Angelica lets go. Stella stares at her, face covered by a shadow.
Bitch!
Stella runs away, leaving Angelica alone in the park. The morning sun shines through the trees near the house. Ray holds his phone to one ear as he paces behind the ivy-covered fence.
Do you think I should dye my hair purple?
Yeah, that'd be chill.
Green or purple, because I could do green again, but that bitch Ashley fit my style.
Right.
So I don't know if I should check
hey!
The email.
Stella! Hey, I gotta go, but I'll talk to you later, right?
Okay, bye, babe.
Bye, babe.
An RV parks near Haley's house. A rearview mirror decoration depicts a man with a gun standing over a monster. Above reads, "Well, whatever it is, it's dead now."
Ray! Stella!
Ray and Stella stand with her near the front door.
Hey, baby!
Hi, Daddy!
Oh, look, you are wearing divorce well.
Beautiful little Ray!
Look at this turd rattler, Ray!
He hugs Ray.
Oh,
my goodness.
Well,
Haley's dad stands at the dining table.
Cheers, people. Here's the take of that hook-nosed peckerhead to the bank. Tomorrow's the big day.
Angelica walks in, wearing a gray and white uniform.
Well said.
She sets a plate down.
Delicious. That looks yummy.
Get ready. You may need to get yourself a haircut before tomorrow. Maybe I'll use my buck knife.
Angelica and Ray exchange looks. She enters the kitchen and pulls out a corkscrew, then grabs a wine bottle. Ray steps into the kitchen, then opens the fridge.
Ray.
He pours a glass of orange juice. He doesn't look up from his glass. She leans closer to him.
Are you not even gonna talk to me?
He caps the orange juice container. He meets her eye.
I'll talk to you when you tell me the truth.
Her eyes shine with tears.
I'm sorry for whatever I did to make you upset, okay?
He stares at her.
I'll get it.
He backs out of the kitchen, orange juice in hand.
Oh, hi.
Hey, I'm Sadie.
Are you a friend?
Sadie enters and kisses Ray.
Hey.
Ooh, okay, well, I guess you are. Oh, I'm Grace. I'm the grandmother.
Your grandmother?
Mm-hmm.
That's insane.
Oh, I like her. Come on. You hungry?
Sure.
What's the name? Angelica!
Angelica steps out of the kitchen.
How about we make Ray's friend here some of that elk, huh? Thank you. So, how long y'all been dating?
Oh, Mom.
What? Just asking.
Not long. He's a real heartbreaker.
Oh, I bet he is.
Grace smiles and nods. Ray watches as Sadie removes her fur jacket and lies on his bed. They exchange looks. She props herself up on one elbow.
So let's get stoned.
Right now?
Yeah.
She adjusts her hair and sits up as he gets on the bed with her.
My grandparents.
They're not gonna, like, barge in. They think we're fucking...
I don't think they think that.
Oh, Ray! Harder!
No.
She grins.
No, they do.
Sadie crawls to Ray. Then leans forward, pushing her face close to his. She kisses him.
I can open a window.
What?
So they don't smell it.
He shakes his head slightly.
Yeah, maybe once they go to sleep.
When's that?
Hour or two.
Dude. Come on.
She lies back on the bed.
I've had, like, a shitty day, and my mom is being a psycho bitch, and I just want to play with you.
Sadie eyes him, then sits up.
So where do you keep it?
She reaches toward Ray's zipper.
Say yeah.
He grabs Sadie's wrists. They look at each other pointedly. Ray gets off the bed.
Maybe we should meet up later.
You invited me here.
I know.
I don't know what you think we are, but this whole meet the family thing is really fucking weird, and I don't know why you're being such a little bitch, and I think you got the wrong idea.
I know, I'm sorry.
She puts her coat back on.
All right.
I'm sorry.
Well, at least give me something for the walk home, because this is really fucking rude.
Sadie shrugs and gives Ray a hard look. Ray reaches under his mattress, then pulls out a large plastic bag of weed. Ray tosses it to Sadie. She catches it.
All of this?
He meets her eye and nods.
Take it.
Seriously?
Ray nods as Sadie grins. She steps to him.
Thanks, babe. I'll see you soon.
She holds her lips near his, then pulls back and leaves. Sadie passes Angelica, Haley, Grace, and Haley's dad as she steps to the door.
Bye. See you. Bye.
That was kind of quick.
Sammy.
Oh, Daddy.
All right, so, now, Greg, he's not the head honcho.
No, he's a partner.
Yeah.
He's very prepared.
I know, Daddy. Very impressive.
Well, shit. I'm in it to win it.
Don't worry, Daddy. Ray's all prep for tomorrow.
Good.
Haley nods. Angelica stands motionless. Ray stands in his room, face blank. Angelica leads Haley outside of the house. Haley hurries off to the side of the house. Haley waves Angelica over. Angelica walks to her as Haley tries to light a cigarette.
So we're cool, right?
You know, I hate having you do this. It's just that my parents, they're paying for everything, so I just feel like, you know, but it's not me, right? You know that.
Angelica stares at her.
What do you expect me to say right now, Haley?
What?
Do you want me to make you feel better about making me feel like a piece of shit, or am I off the clock?
Hey, you had a choice. You didn't have to do
this. I'm here for Stella and Ray.
Haley grins.
I bet you are.
Angelica looks down. Haley gives her a little look.
I don't know what to tell you.
You don't know what to tell me?
Angelica shrugs.
What about your little love affair with my teenage son? You didn't think I knew about that, did you?
Ray watches them from behind a shrub.
I love him. And to be really honest, he's the only reason that I've been able to put up with all of this.
Well, why don't you go put up with the hotel room that I just got for you and stay the fuck away from my family?
Haley storms off, leaving Angelica alone outside. Angelica walks off, backpack over her shoulders. Ray, silhouetted by the house lights, turns around and lies down on the grass. Later, Grace sits with Stella at the dining table and draws on a notepad.
Okay, what we're going to do is we're going to make two columns all the way down. One is going to be called Mommy.
Ray sits near them.
And one is Daddy. Let's start with your mommy, okay? What is your favorite thing about living with your mommy?
Ray watches them, his face blank. A lamp post casts a soft yellow glow onto the hedges and trees surrounding the house. With my whole body. Stella lies motionless in her bed with several stuffed animals. Ray stands next to the bed with a backpack on, watching her. He bends down and lightly kisses Stella's head. Ray's shadow stretches out behind him as he rides his bicycle down a dark street. I need you full time. He passes by numerous houses as he pedals. I need a blanket covers someone in a hotel bed. I need you full time. Angelica throws the bedding off of her and shoots up. She gets out of the bed and walks to the door. She peers at Ray through the peephole. She turns around and bites her nails. She clenches her jaw, then unlocks the door before swinging it open.
I called the school.
Ray stares.
Not because Haley asked me to, I just wanted you to think I was special.
Ray stands motionless.
I know.
He meets her eye evenly.
I do.
Ray slowly walks into the room. They face each other. Angelica wraps her arms around Ray. Ray embraces her. They slowly spin. He shuts the door.
What the hell are you doing here?
He grins.
We're gonna go away.
She gapes.
Hey, Haley is counting on you.
Hey, fuck her. She's gonna help us do it.
God damn it.
Hey, if you don't wanna come with me, just say so. But don't use her as an excuse anymore, because she doesn't give a fuck about you or me.
She sits on the bed.
I know it, and I know you know it.
Angelica puffs her cheeks. Ray lips a cigarette and pulls out a lighter as Angelica rubs her face. Ray lights the cigarette.
Do you have any idea what happens if I go with you? I can see your grandpa on the evening news. The headline reads, "Juvenile kidnapped by mysterious house nigger."
It's not gonna happen.
She gives him a look.
And how do you know?
'Cause.
He exhales smoke.
Maybe I'm psychic.
Angelica eyes him. Next, Stella stands by a wall in her room. She squeezes red paint onto her paint-covered hand, then smears it onto the wall, making an abstract painting.
What the hell? What are you doing?
I'm drawing.
She paints.
Haley!
Haley stands in front of her mirror and puts earrings in. Teddy eyes his watch.
It's 10 minutes to taillights, Grace.
Ray, you ready? Where's Ray?
Grace hurries down the stairs.
Ray!
Teddy raises his brow. Haley enters Ray's room. She pauses.
Ray?
She peers out of his window, then slowly looks around as her face drops. Grace moves back up the stairs partially as Haley walks alongside the stairs railing.
He's not here. He's nowhere.
Well?
Probably went to school.
School.
Damn it!
Teddy glowers at Haley.
You get him.
Haley pulls up to the hotel in her SUV. Haley steps out of the car and shuts the door before rushing toward the hotel's office. An older man with glasses leads Haley to a room. The door lies open and a woman with a uniform vacuums the floor. Next, Haley stares off as Teddy drives her, Stella, and Grace.
Where is this field trip? Maybe we can go fetch him.
No, Mom, it's at a water park like 2 hours away or something.
I want to go to a water park.
Haley, without Ray, those lawyers, they're going to have to rework everything. I mean, we're talking about a lot of money your dad has put into this to try to make this
Mom,
thing work for you, Haley.
Do you think I'm trying to screw this up? Do you even know that my whole career is over after this? I'm suing one of the most powerful men in town and taking his kids from him. Nobody is going to work with me ever again. That's how this works.
What career?
Teddy glares down the road as Haley's face strains. Power lines travel up and over a hill. Ray stands next to a payphone near a convenience store with Angelica.
Shut the...
I don't know.
She shakes her head.
You know she will.
Ray turns to her as she furrows her brow.
She'll do it.
He puts a coin in the payphone. Haley walks down a broad alley with shades on. She follows Teddy as he scowls and Stella and Grace as they hold hands. Stella smiles and pulls her hand away from Grace before bolting to Greg as he kneels across from them with his arms outstretched.
Stella!
Grace hurries to Greg as he and Stella hug. Three other men in suits stand nearby. Haley watches blankly. One of the men in the suits pats Teddy's back and walks off with him and the others. Haley pulls her cell phone from her purse. Ray shifts his weight, phone to one ear.
Hello?
Hey, Mom.
Teddy waves Haley over from afar as he and the others step to the street.
You need to get to the courthouse right now.
She scowls.
That's not gonna happen.
Look, I'm not mad. Just come back from wherever you are and we'll pretend like...
I need you to wire me some money.
Haley freezes.
I have the wire information.
You get your ass back here right now, or else I'm calling the police.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't look too good, though, would it?
Runaway child. Might put a dent in your case as the fittest parent.
Not to mention the other things I'd spill.
Haley's face grows heavy.
You have no options here.
I want half of what you're taking from Dad.
Haley stands motionless.
Hello?
Fuck you, Ray.
Ray licks his lips and narrows his eyes.
Got a pen?
Angelica looks downward, unblinking. Ray washes his face in a grimy bathroom sink. Haley sits in a courtroom between Teddy and one of the men in suits, her lawyer.
Due to unforeseen educational obligations, Ray Longway could not be in attendance. He did volunteer a statement which he asked to be included. To whom it may concern, it is a privilege to have the opportunity to salute my mother's character.
The stenographer types. Ray stands motionless in front of the small bathroom mirror. Angelica eyes the payphone.
My mom is the most warm-hearted, loving, and cool person I know.
Greg twiddles his thumbs.
With my mom, there is always one priority, and that's us.
Ray slowly looks up at his reflection in the mirror, then looks back down. Angelica shifts her weight as she stares hard at the payphone. Ray leans on the sink as he stands in front of the mirror. Haley's lawyer looks at her.
I gotta pee.
Teddy's eyes shift as Haley stands.
I don't think this is the best time.
The lawyer's eyes dart around.
Should we wait?
Teddy glances at him. Angelica leans against the convenience store and holds a half-burnt cigarette to her lips. Ray exits with a soda, bag of chips, and jerky. Angelica watches as Ray bolts toward a transmission tower.
Fuck! Yes!
He frenetically stomps around a dirt lot.
Oh! Right? Right? This is amazing, right?
Angelica sits under a tree and tangled bushes with their bags as Ray smacks a ball with a stick. He smashes the ball with the stick over and over, then kicks it far across the plot of dirt toward Angelica. He pushes his hair out of his eyes then walks to her, clothes dusty. Angelica watches him with a heavy face as he steps closer to her.
What's wrong?
Nothing. Don't we have to go to the money wire place soon?
Not for a while.
He sits next to her.
We can go on.
Angelica clenches her jaw, then smacks her lips. She leans toward their bags.
What?
I want to give this to you.
She hands him her golden lighter.
Why?
Angelica smiles tightly and shrugs.
It was my mom's.
Ray watches her as she looks down.
No, no, I just want you to have it.
He fiddles with the lighter.
It's good luck. For us.
She smiles and hugs her knees tightly.
Thanks.
He slips the lighter into his pocket. Ray and Angelica look at each other deeply. He quickly leans in and kisses her. She pulls back.
Ray.
What?
He slides his hand to her bra strap.
Ray.
What?
She holds her hands out to the dirt lot.
So?
He pulls her closer as he kisses her.
Stop.
Please. Please.
She peers over his shoulder as he tries to pull her shirt off. She grins and pushes his arms away.
Come on!
She lets him pull off her shirt. Ray removes his shirt then quickly grabs and kisses Angelica. He lies on top of her as they make out. She sits up.
Come here.
Angelica straddles Ray. She looks down at him as she takes off her bra. Ray lies back on his jacket and stares up at Angelica as she moves her hips back and forth. The sky hangs over them bright and blue. He softly closes his eyes. Angelica looks to her side and gapes as Haley runs out from her SUV, parked nearby the dirt lot. Angelica looks back down at Ray. Ray opens his eyes. He looks through the bushes at Haley. He narrows his eyes and quickly sits up.
Fuck. Go. Fuck. Come on.
Ray sprints away as he buttons his pants.
Let's go! Come on!
Haley watches as Ray turns back to Angelica. She sits still, bra back on. She and Ray exchange heavy looks. A flashback of Angelica as she stands at the payphone, the phone to one ear. Ray follows Angelica's gaze as she looks to Haley, standing to her right by the transmission tower. Ray stands shirtless and hair partially covers his face as he meets Haley's eye. They exchange intent looks. Ray's eyes narrow as he fixes Haley with an intense gaze. The sun highlights Haley's hair as she gives him a soft look. Behind her stands a werewolf with thick, wavy black hair. It wears ragged, grimy clothes. Ray's eyes widen as he shares a look with the werewolf. The werewolf bares his teeth. Ray watches as the werewolf bends his knees and holds out his arms. Ray's face draws tight and he lifts one foot off the ground. Ray and the werewolf charge across the lot toward Haley, Ray from the front and the werewolf from behind. Haley takes a quick step back as Ray rushes closer to her. The werewolf gets just behind her, arms outstretched, then vanishes as Ray trips, falls, then smacks his head on a large rock. The werewolf's face hangs in a void. A soft light illuminates his face. The werewolf's face drifts gradually into the void and disappears. Angelica drives the SUV down a narrow road hedged by tall hills. An overcast sky hangs above. Haley sits in the back seat with Ray motionless on her lap, eyes closed. She tenderly strokes his hair. Sunlight flashes onto Ray and Haley through the window as the car moves. Ray's eyes open gently. He blinks rapidly as he looks at Angelica in the driver's seat, gaze fixed on the road. Haley watches Ray as he sits up. Wind combs through their hair as Haley furrows her brow at Ray. He blinks. The shrub-covered hills rush past them as they continue to regard each other. Haley's throat strains. Ray eyes her blankly.
When I was a little wee tot, my mama bought me a lot of wee.
Written, edited, and directed by Morgan Krantz. Produced by Luke Bayback. Cast: Max Burkholder, Danielle Watts, Valerie Aslan, Kitty Patterson, Amy Landecker, Gracie Loveland, Henry Shotwell, Julian Works, Robin Thomas Grossman, with Robert F. Lyons, and Leslie Ann Warren. Executive Producer Gallo LeBron. Executive Producers Michael Covino, Sam Kretschmar. Producers: Eric Pumphrey, Kyle Marvin. Co-producer: Scott Lines, Barry Honig, Colin Sutherland. Director of Photography: Eli Bourne. Music by Josh Grindon. Casting by Danielle Ofiro CSA and Amber Horn CSA. Costume designer: Callan Stokes. Production designer: Ashley Fenton. Sound designer: Nathan Ryle. Credits continue. Additional editing: Ida Rodriguez Jogler. Consulting producer: Jessica Garrison. Associate producers: Michael Browser, Gianni Kovacevic, Cesar Gagliardini, Amir Adnani, Elizabeth Bayback, Randall Renault. A totally standard production, in association with Willow Spring Films and Unbundled Underground. Credits continue.
So she spanked me on my wee wee butt. Wee wee. Honey, please now, baby. This is a sing-along. Let's wee-wee together one time. Wee-wee. Wee. I'm glad I'm up here on high ground.
Any unauthorized duplication, distribution, or exhibition of this motion picture or any part thereof, including soundtrack, could result in criminal prosecution as well as civil liability. Babysitter. Copyright 2015 Babysitter Film, LLC. All right reserved.